Well, here's the new strangest little bit of regulation from your government. Called a half measure, a strange measure. Menthol cigarettes will soon be a thing of the past because menthol cigarettes are going to be outlawed by the White House. They're almost done with this. It's been going on for 2 years, and they're moving forward despite pushback from a variety of groups, including, convenience stores, police, consumers, minority groups, all saying that's going to have a terrible impact and create a black market. $2.2 billion in sales lost. But if you're really honest about it, why don't you just get rid of cigarettes? No, they're just banning menthol cigarettes. How strange. Yeah, you know, I got somebody to weigh in on this. She doesn't smoke, never has. Ivy is with me. Ivy, nice to see you this morning.
Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. Strange. I mean, they just put out the strangest regulations sometimes. We're going to regulate menthol cigarettes and make those illegal, but everything else, you know, smoke them if you got them. Look, if you're serious about it, get rid of cigarettes, shouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. This is going to save so many lives. What a great idea.
Please.
My goodness. I mean, they're either going to just go and smoke other sorts of cigarettes, or like you said, there's going to be a black market for menthol cigarettes.
Yeah, you won't go get a pack of ports anytime soon. A pack of Ports, Newports, of course. You're not getting those anytime soon. They're out. Anyhow, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, on that administrative state, I'm just kind of I'm fed up with the state of the country. As a mom, as a business owner, as a wife, as a friend, I'm fed up. And I think a lot of women feel that way. The debt in this country is so out of reach that how can our children ever even imagine a good future when there's no way to pay back this kind of debt? And it's never going to slow down.
Yeah.
Crime. Crime in this country is at an all-time high. Inflation is out of control. Budgets have to be changed. People are heading to go get food from different places that they can get it, food banks and things like that, because they can't afford to feed their families.
Yeah, food banks are under more pressure. You make a great point there. Food banks, charities, under more pressure than they've ever been under before. I mentioned this a couple days ago. You give me an opportunity to say the same thing again. If you want to give to a charity, give locally. These small charities, the ones that have $250,000 or $300,000 or $400,000, the small charities, not these mega charities, the small ones that are in your community, that food bank, yeah, they need more help today than they've ever needed in my lifetime because of the demand. You're exactly right, Ivy. And I talked about this just a moment ago. You go to the grocery store, spend $100, and you look in your cart and you go, what'd I get? Honestly,
exactly.
I mean, you go to the grocery store quite a bit and you look in your cart and you go, $100, what'd I get?
Exactly. And all of these continued regulations and talk about EVs is only going to hurt the poorest of people in America. And if we're not aware of that, people are out of touch. First of all, most people can't afford an electric car. Most people don't want them. And you're going to, again, here's a thought. Where is our representation in Congress? Remember that war we fought about taxation without representation? I think our founding fathers would roll over in their grave today to see the administrative state that we live in. Do we really believe that we have representation at the EPA?
No.
Do we believe that we have representation with Border Patrol?
No.
How about representation at the Department of Education?
Nope.
Or the Department of Agriculture, where they want to regulate my backyard chickens.
Nope, don't have that either.
The people in this country need to wake up, and they need to realize that you have to become informed and involved and aware of what this country used to be all about, because the future, in my opinion, is grim. As a mom, you know, I look at what's happening. As an aunt, I look at what's happening in this country, and it scares the living daylights out of me.
Whoops.
Like, I would say that my life is
there. Saw it. Almost lost a potty word there.
But
very well behaved.
But
I'll give you credit there.
And Steve, did you know that there are 438 agencies and sub-agencies in this country?
Really? No, I didn't know that. That's
did you know that there's 100? Did you know that there's approximately 100 regulatory agencies?
Didn't know that either.
Why do we need this?
Well, we don't.
Do we have representation in any of those agencies?
No. In fact, there's a big case coming up in front of the Supreme Court about the Chevron deference, which basically says if Congress didn't say it specifically, one of those, I guess, 100 regulatory agencies that didn't know there were that many, they can just step in and make up their own rules and decide what the, and their rules really are laws because they can take your money and take your property and enforce upon you. No, we don't have any representation there. You're right.
There is none. And if you look around, I mean, there, for those of you who have read the novel 1984, doesn't it feel like we're kind of living there right now? I mean, this is just an unbelievable place where this country that I love has gone. And I think you and I have this conversation a lot. I don't know how to get it back because it doesn't seem that voting is making any difference. I mean, it isn't very important to vote. I'm not saying not to vote. But what I'm saying is unless American citizens in this country wake up and get involved in the political process, which you have a responsibility to do, we are sunk. China's taken over. The globalists are taking over. And it's already happening. It's already here. And we're losing the battle. And I don't mean to sound so grim, but it is the truth. And people need to know and people need to get educated. Do you agree?
Thank you for the uplifting and inspiring message. That message comes to you from Ivy River.
I'm really not trying to be so negative, but it is the state of things.
It is. It's a mess out there. I mean, you see it. You go around, you see all these people, you know, on the street corners begging for money. You see crime happening. You see what happened with Ruby Garcia in Grand Rapids because our borders open. You see the cost of groceries. You realize that you don't feel safe. And that's where suburban moms are really going to weigh in, I think, on this election. Safety. When they start to worry about the safety of their homes and their children, things start to change around here. Ivy, I've got to run, but, man, you're on a roll. I'd like you to go for the next hour here, but, okay, I'll leave it there. Thank you, as always.
Happy to be here.
There you have it. Yeah, she's not wrong. And this fine, uplifting message brought to you by Ivy Gruber. And anyhow, like a public service announcement. Please don't step in front of a speeding train after hearing this message from Ivy. We'll take a break and be back with some final thoughts.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9400.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.